There's much discussion in Washington these days about Afghanistan, about war aims, about troop levels, and about election recounts. Well, Selig Harrison of the Center for International Policy and the Woodrow Wilson Center has been writing about and covering Afghanistan ever since 1963, and he has written about another dimension of the Afghan conflict, the ethnic fault lines that run through the country and what he's called the tyranny of the minority. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
And first, in a nutshell, can you give us a primer on the big ethnic groups in Afghanistan?
Well, the largest ethnic group are the Pashtuns, at least 42%. This is the ethnic group that has produced the Taliban. And this group is, you know, almost twice as big as the next biggest one, the Tajiks, who are perhaps 24%. And there are smaller groups, the Uzbeks and the Hazaras. But what's important in the context of the American involvement in Afghanistan is the fact that the United States has gotten itself on the side of the Tajik minority, helped it to get control of the key security agencies of the government, including the intelligence and secret police agencies that operate in the Pashtun areas, control of the armed forces. How are we going to build an Afghan army, which seems to be the way the Obama administration hopes to get out, if we have an army dominated by a minority, so that the Pashtuns don't want to join it?
You've written about the fact that Tajik officers are represented disproportionately in the officer corps in the
Afghan army. Very disproportionately, and this is borne out in all the expert studies recently, the RAND study for the Pentagon. 70% of the battalion commanders are Tajiks, according to a UN report. So you've got a built-in problem in recruiting Pashtuns in the most important populous area of Afghanistan where the insurgency is going on into the new Afghan army that we're hoping to create.
However, President Karzai himself is not a Tajik. He is a Pashtun.
Yeah, he was the Pashtun face on a regime, the regime that was established after we went in 2001, after 9/11. We ousted the Taliban with the help of a group of Tajiks who had been active in the war against the Russians. So when they set up an interim government in Afghanistan right after we went in, the Tajiks, they wanted a sort of safe Pashtun, an Uncle Tom Pashtun. And Karzai was the one Pashtun figure who was acceptable to the Tajiks. So from the beginning, he's been distrusted by his fellow Pashtuns as not a really strong defender of their interests, and particularly in the fact that with the backing of the U.S., Karzai has gone along with Tajik control of the army, the police, and the key intelligence agencies, including the secret police, which is very important.
If, in fact, U.S. strategy is, as it appears, to beef up the Afghan army so that within a year or two it can take over from the United States, and however many troops there are then, they can be withdrawn, by your analysis, all that will do is further strengthen the Tajik hold on power and further alienate more Pashtuns in Afghanistan.
That's right, but it'll also be impossible to build up that army because if you're organizing, you're trying to build up an army to fight the insurgency, to fight the Taliban, you can't do it with Tajik forces that have Tajik battalion commanders, and you're going to have to recruit Pashtuns. And they won't join the new Afghan National Army as long as it is dominated by a defense minister an army chief of staff. I mean, they do have a Pashtun defense minister, but he doesn't have any power. The chief of staff runs everything.
Selig Harrison, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Selig Harrison is director of the Asia Program at the Center for International Policy, and he's a senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.